All right, Andy, thank you very much. Boy, Coach, you battle toe-to-toe there with another top-10 team. And if the ball that is hit there at the end goes a couple feet one way or the other, it's a different outcome tonight.
Yeah, just played well, played a good team. We just I think we got everything in position now, but we're going to have to get one more hit or make one more pitch, and kind of at that stage here. So but really hung in there the whole time. I try to look at each time they scored there in the first inning. They had four consecutive hits with two outs and all singles, but give them credit there, we couldn't get off the field. And then the second time we got to be able to make a play, and I think we could erase both of those runs a second time there. And then they absolutely earned their last one, but we were really close to catching a ball before with two outs in left field and didn't quite catch it, left our feet, and then they hit the home run. They absolutely earned that piece, but it just seemed like one little thing one way or the other could have been, you know, a different outcome. And I had a good vision there at the end. I thought with the runners at first and second, put Javon in there, the fastest runner left on the roster there, to try to hope that's a winning run. I told him, don't come back till you step on home plate. But you know, a big strikeout for them. We were right where we wanted to be in our lineup. And then the double play to end it was a tough one, because I'd envision us trying to, you know, grind it. Not perfect tonight, but I thought we were going to find a way there in the ninth.
Watts, Myers, Cannon, outside of that first inning, they only linked together back-to-back hits twice in the ballgame. What did you see out of your pitching?
I thought they were competitive again. That's Myers for game one, two times in a row there. And Watts was a little better, got into the third inning there, and he's got to continue to do some things to grow. I thought from a game plan standpoint, the fake bunts, we threw strikes. They do that a ton, and I thought we were ready for that. And their stolen bases, you know, they had a couple, but they absolutely lead the country in that category. And I thought all the gamesmanship stuff we handled pretty good. And just the things that we were discussing there were the difference in the game.
To that point, just the job that Cale Strickland did behind the plate for you as a receiver and to help manage with some of that extra stuff that Kentucky does.
Well, he's part of the game plan, you know. He's been that catcher for life and a coach's son, and just has a feel for all that stuff. And he absolutely didn't really notice him, because he did a nice job and actually got one of those big hits there in that four-run inning that we had. So he did a great job, and he can really do a good job against a team like this that really puts some extra stress, and you have to have all the nuances intact for a catcher, and Cale did a great job with that tonight.
All right, game two tomorrow. Got a chance to come and even up the series. Just any early thoughts on message to the team or mentality as you get ready to come back tomorrow?
Stay in there, meet it head on. You got to keep playing. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you, and nobody's going to take it easy on you in this league. You know, this is some things that we talked about with now the teams that we played are 35-14, you know, and so we've played the gauntlet, and we've already starting pitchers. We've seen 7 of the top 10 starting pitchers statistically in our league, and you know, that's just that's how this thing has played out, and we just we got to keep playing. We got to stay together. Guys played hard tonight. We need that same effort tonight, clean up a couple of things, and find a way.
We'll see you back out here tomorrow, Coach. Thank you. War Eagle.
War Eagle.